Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saleh for Guidelines for Living.
In the comedy, The Three Stooges, there's a scene where Curly and Moe are angry with each other. The smaller of the two men always seems to come out being the loser, so Curly says, "I'm going to strap a stick of dynamite to my chest, so the next time he hits me, he'll get blown up." Sure, that's what happens when you plot revenge on someone who has hurt you. You see, revenge not only destroys your enemy, it destroys you at the same time. There is a better way. The example of him who cried out, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they're doing." But you may say, "Yes, but I'm not Jesus Christ." You are confronted with three options when someone hurts you. 1. Revenge. An eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. That's biblical, say some. You may actually think it is, but it's not really. When God gave the law, which was to govern Israel, he instructed that punishment should never be greater than the crime itself, something which pagan cultures practiced then, but still do for that matter today. No, rule out revenge. It never brings satisfaction. Repression is your second option. Try to forget about the issue that troubles you. It doesn't work. Repression is like a tea kettle which is over a fire of coals. It may take a while, but eventually the water will boil. I think of repression as gunny sacking. You don't know what a gunny sack is? Well, gunny sacks are made of burlap, a crude but strong material designed to hold potatoes and onions and that sort of thing. Storing injustices only delays dealing with them. The real answer is forgiveness, which alone brings a permanent solution to wrongdoing. For a couple of minutes, let's consider what forgiveness is not, in light of our culture today. First, it is not weakness, something to be scorned. Anyone can hold a grudge. Anyone can plot revenge. But it takes strength of character to forgive. Second, forgiveness is not a feeling, an emotion which leads you to forgive someone. Seldom does anyone ever feel like forgiving a person who has hurt you. Our natural instinct is to demand that the person suffer pain and remorse. A woman who understood what it is to be a victim, Corrie ten Boom, once wrote, "Forgiveness is not an emotion. Forgiveness is an act of the will. And the will can function regardless of the temperature of the heart." And how did Corrie ten Boom learn this? You see, Corrie was Dutch by birth and a Christian by faith. When she was sent to the women's concentration camp at Ravensbrück, she learned firsthand of the cruelties of man's basest instincts. She also learned that to forgive someone frees you of the same sickness which is destroying your enemy. Third, forgiveness is not forgetting. If someone takes a hot poker and presses it to your skin, the scar will probably be there until you die. But forgiveness removes the sting and brings healing. What is forgiveness? In simple terms, forgiveness means I give up my right to hurt you because you hurt me. No matter how wonderful a person may be, no matter how much you and your mate love each other, no matter how loving and kind you may be, sooner or later you are going to hurt someone you love. We're imperfect. We make mistakes. We fail both willingly and ignorantly. Forgiveness is God's antidote to the sickness of sin which tears our lives apart.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. Visit givetoguidelines.org and become a partner in sharing hope and encouragement in Christ with others around the world. That's givetoguidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for Guidelines for Living.